Lovely to have this lady back in the studio. I've been saying it for the last couple of weeks, for the very first time for 2017, Professor Claire Collins. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning and Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year. It seems kind of strange, the 6th day of February saying that, but we haven't come across each other's path in the last month or so.
Let's jump into it.
Let's get stuck right into it with a subject that after some indulgence over Christmas, high cholesterol.
Yes, this is a time of year where kids are back at school and people are going, I promised I was going to clean up my act when it comes to food. So one of the things you often find out if you go to the GP is that, oops, that cholesterol has snuck up.
And when it comes to cholesterol, does it rise quickly or is it one of those things? You know when you put weight on and you wake up one morning and you think, oh, I've put a load of weight on, but it's happened incrementally. Does the same thing happen with high cholesterol?
It can rise quickly if you went on a, you know, like a month bender or 6 week bender. And that's about how long it takes to respond, 6 weeks. So generally, if your cholesterol is high, the earliest your doctor would probably want a repeat blood test is about 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. But I think, don't worry about that. Focus on what you can do moving forward. And some of the really interesting stuff we know is that if you actually improve your eating habits, it can be as effective as going on statins. So it's worth, you know, focusing on the food.
So food is medicine, effectively.
Absolutely. And one of the really interesting things we found in research that we did here at the University of Newcastle is even though there are specific foods that have bioactive components that help lower cholesterol, the biggest overall driver that dropped people's cholesterol levels was cutting out the junk foods.
One of the challenges with cholesterol, I've got a friend of mine who is incredibly fit. He is fairly lean. He doesn't weigh a lot and he exercises like you wouldn't believe. And he has hereditary high cholesterol.
Yeah, that's really bad luck.
And it is totally bad luck because he said no matter what I do, he eats brilliantly, but it still just bobs at the top.
That's right. So when it comes to life, life in general, all you can do is try and put the odds in your favour.
Yeah.
My husband's in the same boat. They have high cholesterol and die early from heart disease. So what we choose to do is eat as healthy as we can, and that still means that you end up needing less medication than if you, you know, just went, oh, well, what the heck. So some of the key foods that I'd like people to know about is that helps lower your cholesterol is actually legumes. Now, we tend to forget about them. The best example is good old-fashioned baked beans. So baked beans on toast, ditch the bacon, ditch the fried up potatoes and switch to things like baked beans on toast. When you're making, you know, spaghetti bolognese, hide a can of lentils in there. If you're having a chicken dish, less chicken and chickpeas, which is another one of the legume family. That's a really easy way that when you're the cook, people don't even notice that you've snuck it in there.
It's very, very sneaky, isn't it? And especially with kids as well, because if you get that trend happening early, then what they don't know won't hurt them.
It absolutely makes a big difference. So some of the other key foods are if your friend who's got familial hypercholesterolemia, big word, or you find out you have high cholesterol, it's definitely worth switching the spread you use on your toast to one of the cholesterol-lowering margarines,
mm-hmm.
because what that does, it contains these things called phytosterols, and as the excess cholesterol is rising in your blood, it's actually manufactured from contents that come out of your gallbladder that are in the bile, mm-hmm. the cholesterol in bile.
Well, it doesn't sound overly nice, does it?
No,
when
but
you
what,
think about it.
But what these phytosterols do, they stick to it like glue, and one-way exit out the back
really
end.
Nice.
So your body pool to raise your blood cholesterol is lower.
Let's talk about willpower and won't power before we let you go this morning, because as you said, do you think a lot of people say, look, I can go and get medication to deal with high cholesterol, so I might as well live this wonderful life of eating whatever I want. Then I'll go to my GP and they'll just fill in a script and I'll go off and everyone's happy. But it doesn't work that way, does it?
No, it doesn't quite work that way. And like the strategy for changing your dietary habits that I think people can use, people say, oh, it's just about willpower. Well, it's actually not, because willpower's like heartbeats. You only got a certain amount, and the more you use it up, well, then you're done. You're done for.
Yeah.
So if you use won't power, and won't power means using your choice to change your environment. So one example of won't power is that, like, this is one I use myself. I've trained my brain to believe that coffee shops only sell coffee. So you never have the problem of having to use willpower and look at the cake cabinet, because your brain doesn't know that other foods exist in coffee shops.
You are much stronger than I am.
Yeah, but that's won't power. I don't have to use willpower at all because I've already decided. Now, another good example of won't power is actually standing up to having like chocolate drives at school or at work and saying, happy to support any healthy ones. Do you know that some of those drives sell pot plants, boxes of in-season fruit and veg, socks? I've heard of one that even sells cheap toothbrushes. So there's lots of ways that you can change your environment. Another really good example, and this relates to cholesterol or any chronic disease, plan your meals ahead. So you go to the supermarket with a list. So you bought the baked beans, the chickpeas, the canned lentils, and you know what's for dinner and you're not tempted or forced to use willpower to eat junk food.
What do they say? Prior preparation, prior planning prevents poor performance, and it works in the kitchen as well. Thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure.
Lovely to have you back for 2017. Professor Claire Collins on 2NURFM.